is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous, enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing, amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
And we love News for the Soul!
Hello everybody, this is Damian Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of Enfoldment. This is News for the Soul.
Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Yeah, man. We all love to hear the good news. So we all should rush to hear the good news. Right. But we cannot find the good news.
NFTN. NFTN. News for the soul at the very best. NFTN. NFTN. News for the soul at the very best. NFTN. NFTN. News for the soul at the very best.
Yeah, man, just log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Can you hear me?
We are a life-changing talk radio. We give you good news to keep you on the go. And you can also share the good news you know. And that's the way we keep in the flow. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We not go put none of the negative in there. We not go put none of the negative in there. NFTN, NFTN, news for the soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN, news for the soul at the very best.
Log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Every time, come hear the good news, share the good news. And we all feeling good for the good news.
It's not just a show, it's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. We feature the top luminaries in the evolution of human consciousness and have kept all of our shows all free all of the time for the world to hear. In a recent listener survey, News for the Soul listeners responded with overwhelming appreciation and praise, which they summarized with this one powerful statement. News for the Soul is not just a show, it's a movement. Go to newsforthesoul.com to see for yourself. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
From the heart of Vancouver, what a great place to bring News for the Soul.
I know, isn't it perfect? Remember that movie Dead Zone, Christopher Walken?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that for real.
I think reasonably accurate, too, honey.
Oh, that's an understatement, honey.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our hearts and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Well, Danny just mentioned the heart attack. That is how he died, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
Actually, two heart attacks, right off one heart after the other.
Yeah, that's what I
said.
Wow. No, I had him. I have him.
You know, the whole thing about the spirituality and the wealth or sustainability not going together, I just think is the biggest load of crap, you know? I mean, what have you got...
Like it is, girl.
Well, really, what have you got to give anyone if you've got nothing?
Buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy, because Candace is going bye-bye.
Yes, I had this really bizarre experience where I got sucked through a wall, like a solid wall.
During the time that I was knocked unconscious, an angel came to me.
People's solidity began to morph with the geometries, so you'd see little bits of their, like their hand began to go missing.
And this particular angel, as I recount in the book, said to me that I had chosen the wrong path in life, that I was to choose a new path, and it was to be a path of peace, I was to teach peace.
Lots of amazing things coming up for this hour. News for the Soul. Steve Bond back in 1 minute.
I'd have to believe that the times that we're in are very important to us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Because if we're not really, really careful in paying and complimenting News for the Soul, we're about to find ourselves wrapped up in something that will literally encompass the world.
Yeah.
And not from the viewpoint that we're looking at it from. And so tonight, it is an empowerment, a place to become aware, a place to change, a place to not become fear-based, but become loving. Let's all take that deep breath.
Connected to each other and reminding each other about, you know, holding this energy, not getting sucked up into all that, like all that garbage on TV for the last 3 days, just showing all the reruns of all the people falling out of the skyscrapers on the 11th, and, you know, just over and over wallowing in the low frequency.
Creating a mindset, though.
Exactly.
Nicole, that's a mindset.
Breathe.
That is a controlled mindset to change people's consciousness.
Exactly.
To create a way at which that they can be controlled to make a decision like war or not war.
Totally. You know, I figure Hey, talk is cheap. Which I probably shouldn't say on a talk show, but I mean, compared to doing and experiencing, it's cheap, right?
So experiencing.
Let's experience some of what you do now. They're driving. Should they be concerned?
No. But turn the radio up a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Shunkuntia, Tinakuihuta, grandfather. Carry me, grandfather. Shitehuka. Tinakuihuta. Grandfather. Quaya Chia We are all it, and that's really what cosmic consciousness is about. I mean, Christ consciousness was the last age. We're in cosmic consciousness now, and cosmic consciousness is, oh God, we all are God.
If you just tuned in, and you're wondering what the heck you just tuned into.
We need to do that. I don't care if it's prayer, I don't care if it's conversation, I don't care what it is, but the one thing that people need to do is hold themselves accountable for their reactions and for the manner in which they interpret the nature of the crisis that is now at work on this planet.
The experiments that were done between 95, 98, what they're telling us, Nicole, first of all, is they are confirming beyond any shadow of a doubt that we communicate with our world through a previously unrecognized form of energy. I'm not going to say it's new. It appears to have been there for a long time, but it's never been recognized. This form of energy works beyond the bounds of space and time. Information moves through this field of energy faster than the principles of light say that it should. This is one of the mysteries. So,
breathe. Let's let this night and what News for the Soul is about, like we always say, it's news for the soul. It's not for the conscious as much as it is for the true spiritual side of us that drives the nature of our lives, that makes us see. It makes us seek understanding and yearn to be closer and closer to what is true reality.
This is a telephone call where I'm speaking with the mother of a 23-month-year-old child. At the beginning of the clip, you hear the mother talking, you hear me laugh, and you hear the baby go goo goo gaga. Let's listen together. Entirely indecipherable baby babble. But backwards, the secret message, I can hear this child say, I spank him.
Okay, little hairs on my neck going up.
Now, they're starting to study the space between the molecules. Danny called it the exotic exome 90. And what they found is the space between the molecules vibrate to the exact same frequency as love. So in my book, another word for love is God. So when they say love is the glue that binds the universe together and love is all there is, science is actually starting to prove that.
Visit newsforthesoul.com anytime to hear all of our shows, read positive news, and interact with like-minded people from around the world. Now let's get back to the show.
For Heart Healer with Andrea Reibmeier. Andrea is a transformational coach, certified quantum healer, Reiki master, facilitator, and Wisdom of the Great Lakes Retreat founder. She's here to help us reconnect with our heart, soul, and divine abundance so we find all the answers we seek from within. Here's Andrea now.
If hurt people hurt people, imagine what healed people can do. Welcome to the 41st episode of Heart Healer on News for the Soul. And today's show, I will be talking about that four-letter word. Now think about it. Where did your thoughts go? When we say the four-letter word, we often think the worst. But I'm not going to be talking about the F word, whether that's a swear word or fear. No, I'm talking about the other four-letter word, love. Today's show is about love, L-O-V-E. It's a big topic. I will be discovering with you the magic of these four letters, the magic that is occurring around you all the time. And it's time to rediscover the magic for yourself. My name is Andrea Rodmeyer, and I assist people with more than healing. It is about repairing, restoring, shifting, and transforming. It is about remembering your sovereignty in all forms, healing from the heart, healing your ancestral lineages, and remembering your origins. You are love. You are love. You are love. And understanding these core wounds so that you can discover ways to heal. Today's show is titled Love is the Elixir. The elixir is the magic. And we're always looking for that magic. What is that magic? Well, it's love. It's the L-O-V-E. And it's not just love from a person or an object or a thing or a pet. It's bigger than that. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about science behind it, the magic, the energy behind it, and more. But before I start today's show, I'd like to acknowledge that I live in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, by the Great Lakes, and that the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory and the community, the land that I live on, is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe. And also, whether you're here live or on the replay, this is a magical space. It's a sacred space. And I visualize all of you in a circle with me. Because the sun is a circle, the moon is a circle, the earth is a circle, the drum is a circle. We are in a circle within a circle. Today also, we're going to just ground a little bit into our heart center because this show is about love. So if you could just plant your 2 feet on the ground if you can. I want you to just feel into your tailbone. And just visualize in your mind's eye a beautiful red crystal shining brightly in this position around your tailbone. And this is your root chakra. We're going to open a little portal, a little door, and we're going to shoot the energy at the root chakra all the way down. Beautiful red energy beaming all the way down into the center of Mother Earth. And we're going to attach that to your crystal in the center of the earth. This is a way to ground, to feel grounded, be grounded, visualizing that you are connected completely within this crystal in Mother Earth, which is your crystal also. Everyone has one. Now just release anything not serving you today back into Mother Earth. She takes that energy and transmutes it, transforms it. Energy cannot destroy it, we can just shift it. And Mother Earth will do that. Deep gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As you release, you always receive. So we're going to bring back into your crystal beautiful, beautiful, beautiful energy, crystal clear, foundationally of love. There's a big essence of love within that energy. And we're going to shoot that all the way up through your crystal, all the way up, all the way up, back into your root chakra and your touch. Just let that integrate, that nurturing, grounding, loving energy back into your root chakra. Lovely. And now we're just going to move that energy up into your sacral chakra, your solar plexus chakra, just below, above your belly button. And now we're going to weave it into your heart chakra, this beautiful Mother Earth energy. Lovely. All in your mind's eye, if you can feel it, perfect. See it, smell it. Everyone has a different way of feeling these energies. Some might not have anything at all, and that's just perfect. Now, in your crown chakra, at the top of your head, visualize a beautiful crown, however you'd like to do that. Be playful. And this crown chakra is going to open a portal, which we're going to shoot the energy straight up into the celestial skies. And this energy is going to go all the way to source, back to source, the source energy. And in this energy, we're going to feel there's a planet that's your star, however you visualize it's yours. And within that is a crystal, and we're going to attach. Everyone has one. It's yours. Perfect. And we're in this space, this near and around source energy, surrounded by our wise healed ancestors who support us in this work, our guides, however that is for you, it's all perfect. Some have angels, natural spirits, rock people, whatever it is, all perfect. Some have crystals, plants. It's all the same. All one energy, all filtering together to support you in love. And we're going to bring into your crystal that feeling of support and love. The colors that I'm coming with are blue and gold. And also we're going to bring in the flow, time and space. It's not linear. We bring that into your crystal and we shoot that energy all the way back down, all the way down through the celestial skies, however you visualize it is perfect. All the way down to your crown chakra, and we integrate. Integrate it to your crown chakra and light up that beautiful crown, however you visualized it. Now we're going to move that energy down to your third eye, your throat chakra. Open it up. Beautiful. Smoothing down that blue and gold energy into your heart, weaving it in with the beautiful crystal clear energy of the Mother Gaia, Mother Earth energy. This feminine divine, masculine divine energy, both merging together in your heart chakra. It's a beautiful tapestry. You can visualize however that is for you. And it swirls around your body in a clockwise formation. Today's talk is about love. So let's tap into our heart space. Let's tap into this space. And I know not everyone has had the best experiences in the heart space. There's been broken hearts, there's been disappointments, whether it's from childhood or relationships you've had with partners, with loved ones. Just for this moment and this now, trust it, trust this heart space that we're going to go into today. Just feel into it. I'm going to go into the science, the science of the heart, of love. It's actually out of Pain Headache Journal, and the title is called Pain, Is It All in the Brain or the Heart? So this came from there. And what it's talking about is Dr. Amour, of all names, really, Amour, in 1991 discovered that the heart has its little brain, or intrinsic cardiac nervous system. And this heart brain is composed of approximately 40,000 neurons that are like neurons in the brain, meaning that the heart has its own nervous system. In addition, the heart communicates with the brain in many methods, neurologically, biochemically, biophysically, and energetically. This is actually in the article. The vagus nerve, which I've actually talked about before, and I work quite deeply with my clients in this area. The vagus nerve, which is 80% afferent, carries information from the heart and other internal organs to the brain. Now, when we relax the vagus nerve, especially with breath work, we can relax the whole nervous. So signals from the heart brain redirect to the medulla, hypothalamus, thalamus, and the amygdala, and the cerebral cortex. Thus, the heart sends more signals to the brain than vice versa. Research has demonstrated that pain perception is modulated by neural pathways and methods targeting the heart, such as the vagus nerve stimulation and heart rhythm coherence feedback techniques. The heart is not just, it has its neural network or little brain. The methods targeting the heart modulate pain regions in the brain. So these methods seem to modulate the key changes that occur in the brain regions and are involved in the cognitive and emotional factors of pain. Thus, the heart is probably a key moderator of pain. Now, this is an article around pain and headaches, but what it's really saying also is that the heart, the information is not from the head to the heart, but from the heart to the head. Our heart has 40,000 neurons. The heart is not just physical, it's energetic as well. So the heart emits an electrical field 60 times greater in amplitude than the activity in the brain. Electromagnetic field 5,000 times stronger than of the brain. So the electromagnetic field of the heart is incredibly strong. For this show, trust your heart. I help my clients remember heart memory. Remember to trust their heart. Communicating, making decisions from a heart space, not a head space. So energy is everything and everything is energy. I spoke about this earlier with you can't get rid of it. You can just transform it, transmute it. Now, I believe love is the highest form of energy. Love is usually defined as an emotion of a strong affection towards someone. But love can also be seen as a form of energy. We already know that all matter is energy movement. That's been proven in science. That's a no-brainer. And even the most solid objects are built from energy. So we are surrounded by energy. We are ourselves our energy. And the source of this energy is love. I found this show really important, and I wasn't able to have it 2 weeks ago. It wasn't the right time, and that's okay. I really feel this message is important. We're losing sight and remembering. We need to remember that love is the core, not the other four-letter word, S-E-A-R, not fear. You can shift it. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can be shifted, though. You can move it from fear to love. Become aware. So to go even further, another medical physician, a medical doctor and author, Dr. Purcell, in his book, The Heart Code, he stated that everything is full of information and is also made of energy. So this means that energy is full of information. We also know that energy never stands still. Everything in the world vibrates. We put these two factors together, vibration and energy, and we conclude that energy is information that moves. So becoming aware of the fear and shifting it to love, trusting again that love is the core, love is the peace that will flow, that will shift into a higher vibration to actually what we're looking for is a state of stillness and peace. So love is the life force energy. It's a life force energy that vibrates with information. So I'm just going to talk briefly about the most obvious parts of love. Everyone knows. I'm going to talk about that. We talk about love as energy, but I'm going to go just to the really basics right now. And I've talked a bit about the science, the neuroscience around it. But the five main types of love are: one, that you get it from your mother, father, or your close family. Two, one that you get it from your close friends. Three, one that you get it from your partner or your lover. Or you get it from being a parent, even if it's a four-legged. Being a parent. And the last is the one that you create on your own. And this is really important. We'll go into it. Known as self-love. Five of them. The first one is, I'm going to talk quickly about, before I go into the five types, the core five types, is that just to understand vibrations. So there's two types of vibrations. There's an abundance vibration and a scarcity. So when we're going from the, we get to choose which four-letter word we want, the one that starts with F or the one that starts with L. So we're going with the love vibration. It's an abundance vibration. The energy of abundance is the energy of optimism, joy, passion, love, and happiness, serenity, peace, bliss. And love is the most powerful energy which comes under abundance vibrations and has the highest vibration frequency. This has been shown. There are many different forms showing different frequencies. They've done this. They can show it with electromagnetic pulses to show how our emotions vibrate at different energies. And love is one of the highest. Scarcity vibrations are when you have the F one, the F fearful, the fearful of things not happening. I'm sure people aren't listening today. There's so much with COVID. Just in basic before COVID. And when we're not in the moment, we're either thinking of the past or the future, fear kicks in. And fear is on the vibration frequency chart of one of the lowest. With fear is also guilt, shame, and blame. They're some of the lowest vibrations. So we're shifting that. You can shift this. You can be. I've done it. We go up and down. Yes, it's not static where we stay in one spot. But with mindfulness and training, you can shift very quickly back to a higher vibration. So we taught, you know, you have a vibration from your parents. It's one of, you know, it's very important to get that attachment, feeling of safety. Not everyone gets that. And the work I do with healing the inner child works with people who don't have that or had some kind of trauma early on and they did not receive the love that they needed. But it does not mean that you can't. It's still very, very, very much accessible and it's very there. It's never gone away. It's just about remembering. And then as you grow a little older, you get the love from your friends. So as a teenager, it's also the way the brain develops, where it needs to be in a community of like-minded. And it's age-appropriate, and they get the love from their friends and their connections from their friends. And then from there, we shift to a partner, a lover. And that's a little later on, later in the teenage years, but again, age appropriate, the way we're developed. And we get these oxytocin rushes and all these great feelings that happen, and that first love, the excitement about being around someone. And even the concept of, you know, saying I love you outside of your parents or your good friends is a big one. Saying I love you, and what does love really mean when you say it, right? If anyone's been in this moment, you can kind of remember with a smile, you know, you're, I don't know, maybe 17, your first love, your first crush, you really love them. What does the word love mean? So those are very concrete, and a lot of it is physiological. And some continue to love that person forever. I met my husband when I was 18, and we're still together and celebrated our 29th wedding anniversary. You know, and it's really important, like when you're with, you know, we talk about the partner-lover love, and then you also physically, intimately connect, and it's a whole different level. But the other big one is, you know, when we're with somebody, our partner, around love, is we also need to understand our language, our connection. And that's a big part, is staying connected, being connected. And science has shown that we mirror our neurons. We mirror neurons, and our heart vibration actually mirrors each other. Our hearts vibrate when we're connected at the same level, same beat. I pulled out my book, Gary Chapman's book, if anyone's ever heard, The Five Languages of Love. It's a classic. And he says, it is a choice. If love is a choice, then we have the capacity to love after the in-love obsession has died. And that we've returned to the real world. That's when the crush is no longer a crush. And that kind of love begins with an attitude, a way of thinking. Love is the attitude that says, I am married to you and I choose to look out for your interests. Then the one who chooses to love will find appropriate ways to express that decision. And he says it's not sterile. It is about meeting each other's deep emotional need to feel loved. If we can learn that and choose to do it, then the love we share will be exciting beyond anything we ever felt that we were introduced. And the five love languages that he has in his book are words of affirmation, quality of time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. And you can have more than one. And these wise words, I'll leave you just with this little bit from his book. He says, Dr. Chapman, we need not agree on everything, but we must find a way to handle our differences so that they do not become divisive. It's a great book. I pulled it out just the other day for my husband and I to go over again, Our Languages of Love. Always good to go back and reconnect. I pull out my tools all the time, and this is one of my tools. So the other one is, just looking at my notes. The other one is, the last one is the actual love of self. And it's probably the biggest and hardest one, learning compassion and love for self. There are programs, there are things, our belief systems that don't serve us that we have to learn to recognize and choose to see whether or not we want to keep them or not. And often these belief systems do harm. If we keep thinking we are not worthy, we're going to, you know, I've had many clients have that one. And so they keep creating circumstances that do harm, and it creates very hard to love oneself when you have that belief system. So going through, you know, self-healing, remembering, finding a great healer, coach, someone to help you through this, because self-love is so important. You only have one life. You only have one life to live. Let's live it. Let's live it with love. Let's create this world that can thrive and flourish. So self-love, as the name suggests, just loving yourself no matter how you look at or what status you have in the world. It doesn't matter. And there are many ways to generate self-love. That is by doing lots. There's some forms. You can do meditation, yoga, eating well, drinking water, getting enough sleep, being around non-toxic people that lift you up, that don't tear you down. And there's the inner child healing is doing this healing and parenting yourself. It doesn't matter what you went through. You are love. And remembering how to do this work, how to be present for yourself, is so possible. It's not impossible for anyone. Everything in your heart is a reflection of what you feel. And the more you tap into that feeling in your heart, the more you tap into the love that you naturally are. In my book, I wrote Trust Leadership, a book I wrote in 2017, Amazon bestseller. And I wrote about love. And I'm going to do a little quote from my book. It's not only families, but our organizations, our countries, and our world that need to experience love, capital L-O-V-E. And in my book, Trust Leadership, I write about how a leader needs to be aware of what energy they bring to a room, a team, their organization, and their family. Apathy, anger, responsibility, compassion, peace, joy, or love. The higher the energy, the more trust is present. Love is the highest energy. Relationships is a cornerstone. A core need for people is to belong. We need to love ourselves and each other. We are one. The leader needs to be knowledgeable of the energy they bring to a room and how it affects others. Notice the interactions you are in and how you are reacting. What energy are you having in this situation? What are you feeling it in your body? How are you feeling it in your body? How are you feeling when you're in the presence of other people? Be mindful of what is occurring in the moment. The Heart Math Institute has discovered that your positive or negative emotions can affect another person several feet away. And studies done by the Heart Math Institute are using electrocardiograms, ECGs, to measure the electromagnetic energy of the heart and its effect on positive emotions. They have discovered that we can synchronize our heartbeats, term called psychophysiological coherence, and we can create a repatterning process from unhealthy emotions to positive and emotionally stable emotions. Listening to music can create this effect. I actually often listen to music, to meditation music, with a 432 hertz or higher because it resonates easily with my mind and my body. Ralph Waldo Emerson is quoted as saying, "The world belongs to the energetic." Lee Harris is somebody I follow. He is a intuitive channeler. He's got these great podcasts, and he does 1 month tune-ups. He tells us what kind of is in store for the month. Great person to follow, Lee Harris. And he's an expert on energy, and he explains energy as, "It is important for you to know who you are as an energetic being and to sense the energies of those around you. You are already doing it, but sometimes you forget. That is all. I'm not telling you anything new. You are also precious, not just to yourselves and those who love you, but to the world. Every single individual on the planet is playing their part. And play is an important word. There is so much joy to be had. Sometimes you experience the lack of joy others are feeling. You pick up on their vibrations. You are free to experience what you will. But I'm here to tell you that it is time to start discerning where your energy field begins and ends and where the energy fields of others begin and end. It is important and it is easy." And that's actually from his book, The Energy of Competition. And he has a podcast to follow. So when we talk, when we walk the talk about energy, and this is around love, our topic today is love, and love is the elixir, the word vibration is often used. So We talked about that before, and I'm going to just keep bringing it up because it's all related. Someone with a high vibration is authentic, positive, grounded, and you generally want to be in their presence to create the space to open up so we can all be in our heart space. We can open up our heart spaces and resonate with each other with coherence and just this beautiful energy. And it instills trust. Someone who has a low vibration, unfortunately, like I said before, is apathetic or angry or egocentric. And when you're around them, you feel your energy is drained and you don't trust them. One of the things the Heart Math Institute recommends connecting with the energy of your heart. So connecting with yourself with compassion is essential. Compassion is having the courage to connect to your heart. The alternative is spending an excessive amount of energy creating a shell of self-protection that disconnects you from others. When you can become aware of your own feelings and practice self-compassion, you increase what's called anabolic energy. It's a higher vibration. To have compassion for yourself is an act of intelligence. Compassion for yourself, an important step in increasing your energy. Pema Chodron, who is a Buddhist monk, does a beautiful job. You can look up her books. And she writes a lot about compassion and how to connect with yourself through compassion, especially in times of uncertainty. So, are all part of one. We have the power to create our own reality. You have a choice. Be true to your truth and your self-expression and receive the truth and authenticity of what is going on. Don't take on things that are not your own. If you want others to trust you, then stand in the center of yourself. If you need to have a good sense of your own self-worth, stand in the maximum light of your own energy. Create beautiful spaces for yourself. Go into nature. And it might not happen right away. Be patient. It depends on the person. It depends on the circumstances. But if you keep creating and keep moving towards creating a better, more positive energy around you, things will shift. Energy is one of the most powerful influences on all of us, but it's so subtle we often miss it. Trust is when authenticity is felt, just being you, getting back to being you. When our energy is strong and it's the highest quantity and quality, it will make the biggest. So you need to create resources to support yourself. Optimal energy depends on several choices. It does. Are you eating food that is healthy for your mind and body? And be real. Are you just eating junk food that makes you feel good in the moment? Are you going for the walk with the dog? Or playing games on your phone? Are you being mindful when you eat and drink? There's energy in that food. That seed came from a plant which was put into the ground, which was heated by the sun, which was watered by the rain, which slowly immersed and came out of the earth and grew, and then someone picked it. There's a lot of mindfulness and energy just in the food. So just pause. Pause. And when we pause, generally before we eat, just what are we eating? We pause before we speak. We make a big difference. We have choices where we put our energy. When I wake up in the morning, I put my hands on my heart and I say three times, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I visualize this beautiful golden light coming into my body and all my in all the little holes, little pockets everywhere, just envelop me with, and that's how I start my day. So I'd like to do a little self-compassion meditation exercise just to close up for today. So I'd like you just to take a moment and focus your attention on the area of the heart. Breathe in and breathe out from your heart. Breathe in and breathe out from your heart. You're creating an inner spa where you are just soaking in a wonderful feeling to help you relax. Continue to breathe from your heart. Imagine breathing in self-compassion into your physical self. You're breathing in compassion into your mental and emotional nature. Breathe in. Breathe out. And when you do this from a genuine heart feeling, and you're in this space, you started this podcast opening up your heart, deep gratitude. This will connect you with your renewing benefits, with power to your true, authentic heart self. You're beginning to start to feel like you're interacting with your best friend, truly cares. Now become aware of your heart intuition again, feeling into your heart space, that beautiful woven energy. Going around your body, around your heart clockwise. Tap into it. And what might your heart intuition say to you? What can you be doing in your life to navigate change with more emotional composure? What guidance does your intuitive heart have for you? To pause this, if this is a recording, you can listen to this on a recording, you just pause this. Just stay in this space, this beautiful heart space, listening to your heart intuition. Inspiration should be written down to anchor it. Do take a moment to anchor it and write it down. And now you need to put it into action. Reread it, contemplate it, and now bring it into action. Now breathe deeply in. Next breath. Breathe in. And breathe out gratitude. Breathe in, breathe out gratitude, breathe in, out gratitude. Gratitude for all you have and all have had. Gratitude for this moment to reflect. Now breathe in love and breathe out gratitude. No right or wrong in this. Take your time. Namaste. And love is the highest vibration and highest state of consciousness in the universe. By tuning into this vibrational frequency, we are aligning ourselves with its very essence, divine source energy. So we're going to wrap up soon. Got a little left of the show, so I just want to reiterate some of the core pieces. That our hearts are this beautiful, our physical hearts are this beautiful energetic space with 40,000 neurons pulsating this massive electromagnetic field. We each feel each other's heart space. What would that be like if we actually vibrated and could feel at a higher vibration? What are the shifts that we could actually experience in this world, in our own small world, by ourselves, just our own space, self-love, self-compassion, with those that we care deeply around, our family, our partners, our lovers, our pets, and nature. I actually have some colleagues, they vibrate at such a high level, their plants flourish. They're just, we call it a green thumb, it's more than that. They connect with the water and the earth. They feel deeply, they're so grateful for just being in this space with these plants, these seeds, and they just grow just so abundantly. And that's the abundance vibration I spoke about before. And we talked about people talk about wanting more abundance in their lives. The core, the magic, the elixir is love. And how do you tap into that? We talked about some of those pieces. One is music. And I'm going to finish off with this song. It's the clip of Jason Mraz. He's one of my favorite. He always sings about love. So I'm going to finish off with some music, which is also can shift your vibration. Be careful, like what you listen to, what you're eating, who you're hanging out with. If you want to shift, you can't get rid of the energy, but you can shift it. Let's change the four-letter word. It's no longer an F word, it's an L word. Love. L for letting go. O, V for vulnerability. And E is such a big one. It could be energy or emotions. They're both the same. Becoming aware of your emotions to shift your energetic vibration. Becoming aware of your emotions to shift your energetic vibration. If you want to know more how to do this, this is the work I do with my clients. We weren't taught to tap into our emotions. We were taught to run away. We were taught to hide, to shove, to displace. But that's not the truth. We are actually massive creators. We are magical beings. We can manifest and create. That's what we're here for, to create. And let's create from a space of love. We've had enough of the old paradigm of hate and fear and scarcity and power over. That's not what we were created for. That's not what we're here for. We're here to create from a space of love. We're here to fully embrace our divinity. Let's open up our heart spaces. Let's choose to come from that space. If you want to work with me, please reach out. I'd love to work with you. You'll know. Soul to soul, you'll know. This is news for the soul. You'll know if you need to work with me. And if it's not me, reach out to another healer. Reach out to someone. It's time I do this work. I reach out to healers. It's not a stagnant process. It's an emergent flow process. We're unraveling generations of programming. We're unraveling programming that is embedded in our culture. Is it really a truth that you're not worthy? That you're not lovable? You know it's not. So let's unravel this programming. Let's love. Let go. Be open and curious. Be vulnerable. Let's trust. And let's remember how we use emotions energetically, so we can shift from a low vibe to a high vibe. So we can have family units. And Dr. Chapman, his book, The Five Languages of Love, they really, his core at the back of his book is about what will the world look like if we do this shift. There's so many doing similar work for so long. We all want it. But we do have to do the work. We have to commit ourselves. We do need to do that action piece. From that meditation, write down what was your intuition, your heart's intuition. And then take it into action.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.